Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Joe Mitchell, who is seeking the Republican nomination for State Representative District 84.
I'm Joe Mitchell. I grew up in Wayland, Iowa. I graduated from Waco High School in 2015. After that, I actually graduated early from high school. And I went to the Capitol to be a page up there, so I can have my senior year. And what a page is, it's like an internship program for high school seniors. And so I did that the second semester of my senior year and then decided to go to Drake University in Des Moines. And so I attended Drake, and I'm going to be graduating from Drake in December with my bachelor's in business administration. And since I've been at Drake, I've worked at the Capitol all the way through for the last 4 years. And I've worked in the state Senate while being there as a clerk for State Senator Bill Anderson. He's a state senator by Northwest Iowa, Lamar's area. And I've worked for Governor Reynolds in her office. And I've worked for Senator Ernst in her office in Washington, D.C. And I've also worked in the lobby. So.
Why have you chosen to run for the Republican nomination for representative in District 84?
Because since I've been working up at the Capitol, specifically as a clerk in the Senate and then in the governor's office doing constituent outreach, I've got to help people with, like, receiving Medicaid and getting the IPRS figured out and other things that the state handles. And I've kind of got to be like a middleman and kind of help these people get to where they're going and, you know, make sure, you know, that they're receiving the help they need. And it's been a huge blessing to me to be able to see that and to be able to help people out and know I'm making a difference. And so I believe running for state house is kind of the next step to be able to help people on a large scale. And I care about the people of House District 84. And, you know, I grew up here. My folks have a business here. And so I just want to be able to help the community out and give back.
And what are the core issues that you're interested in if elected as a representative?
Sure. So I always talk about three main points. And those three main points are, number one, the budget. And I think, you know, the budget should be a number one priority because it deals with, you know, funding everything in our state and, you know, how much we can lower taxes for folks to be able to keep their own money and stuff like that. And so I think the legislator has a problem a lot of times being able to handle people's money and not really spend more than they make, as we've seen the last couple of years, not this year yet, but historically in the last few years, they've took out of the reserve funds because they spend too much money in the legislative session or appropriate too much money. And then they realize that, wow, we don't actually have all this money. So we got to borrow $50, $75, $100 million out of the reserve fund, the cash reserve fund, and the economic emergency fund. And these funds are, you know, they're there for if we have an economic recession or emergency, which we haven't had the last few years. And so, you know, we don't want to run those funds dry because then when we actually do have an economic disaster or the economy goes into a recession again, then we won't have money to be able to, you know, be able to fund our basic needs, like education and Medicaid and everything else. Everything else is in the budget. So I think just, you know, having common sense policies of, you know, not spending more than you make. And then number two, just making sure we are passing small business friendly policies. So we're not putting too much regulation burden on our small businesses, that we're not putting excessive taxes on our small businesses. And my parents, they have a small business in Wayland and Orthopedics. And so just making sure we can protect small business as much as possible is kind of my number one priority. And then number three, what I always talk about is rural school funding. And I talk about rural school funding because, you know, a lot of our rural schools are really hurting for money, more so than I would say than our urban schools. And the reason for that is 40, 50 years ago, when they made up the school aid formula, they said, you know, each school, no matter what's in Des Moines or down here in District 84 in the rural schools, gets like $5,500 per kid. That's not the exact number, but somewhere around there. And so the thing is, though, is that we spend so much more money on transportation costs in our rural districts than you know, Des Moines does, or Iowa City, or Waterloo, or Sioux City. And so we're spending thousands of more dollars on transportation just to get kids to and from school, and we don't get to spend that money for them in the classroom. So I think it's really a disadvantage to our rural school kids, and it's really an injustice that we're doing to them. And so there needs to be more money appropriated to transportation costs for K through 12 for our children.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Joe Mitchell, who is seeking the Republican nomination for State Representative District 84. You can find this and other candidate interviews on our website at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.